Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
You're not dudes that only pay attention. You didn't even notice I got my hair done.
Yeah, you're right.
Not, no,
us guys.
I mean, look at how pretty my hair looks. My hair looks amazing.
I can't tell a difference. Roots look the same.
No, they don't. I mean, they don't.
If I go back and look at the camera footage from yesterday's show,
you would notice.
I think it would look probably the same.
Can you tell when your wife gets her hair done?
I can tell because she's gone.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, howdy, folks. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and we're live everywhere. You'll get the podcast there, too, on that free app if you put it on your phone. Welcome to a Wednesday. What is today? November 5th, I think it is. Yeah, I think so. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you doing there, weirdo?
I'm lovely.
Does your shirt say weirdo?
Yeah, I have a couple of these that say weirdo. I have one that's actually pink that I like better than this one.
That's got a holiday feel to it. No, green, red.
It's pink.
Pink?
It's pink.
Yeah, I can't see.
It's more,
still looks holiday to me.
It's more Eastery, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. How you doing today?
I'm lovely.
Are you still going out to California to see your kid?
Yeah. I'm just not thrilled about the situation with the, because I guess as of last night, a bunch of, what are they called, air traffic controllers called in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw TSA, maybe some controllers too.
Oh, yeah, that's
I saw
it
both.
Was, air traffic controllers.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I just
saw the term TSA, but I don't know who that is actually. Usually I think of them at the security, but I guess everybody's involved in that, right?
Crazy.
It's a mess at the airports. It really is. I think last night they had problems at DIA.
That's what I was saying. Yesterday they reported that some of the air traffic controllers called in at DIA and they were going to start Tuesday evening. Now, I don't know if they went ahead and went through with it because I haven't followed up, but as of yesterday afternoon, they're like, be aware that Tuesday night we have some controllers that have called
Tuesday
out.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, so that was last night.
Bad night at the airport.
Yep.
I haven't seen a follow-up on it this morning either.
Yeah.
I've been watching some of these news reports. Nobody's really reported on it, so maybe it didn't happen.
Can we go back to that? I'll read it to you. Here's what it said. What's Invernational?
I don't know. It's something like international, I'm sure.
Yeah. Air traffic controllers are facing significant staffing shortages and working without pay due to the ongoing government shutdown. This understaffing is leading to potential flight delays and causing stress on the controllers, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And it's not going to get better until the shutdown's over, right? Well, you got to start getting paid, man.
Yeah, but I have this theory, and I don't know if it's
What's
true or not.
Theory?
But
What's
my theory was like everybody was holding out until after these like local elections and stuff.
Maybe
and
so.
And now they're going to open it all up.
I heard that theory too.
Oh, I didn't. I just made it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I actually heard that theory.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some legal political analyst or whatever he was, he said the same thing. You should be a political analyst.
I should because analyst. I just
That's
was
it,
like
right?
maybe everybody's holding each other hostage, yeah. you know, to get whatever kind of like political message they want out there. And then now that everything's been voted in and whatever, now we'll get things back to normal. Let's
Jamie,
go.
Jamie, I had a bad day at the election polls yesterday.
What happened?
And everything I voted for lost.
Oh, no. Oh, don't you feel defeated when that happens?
Defeated?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not part of the flow. If everything I voted against the school lunch thing, okay?
Yeah.
And it passed with life colors.
You hate children?
Yeah. I hate kids' free food.
Yeah. So
now every kid in public school will get a free lunch.
But
BJ tried his best
tried
to stop
you, starve you children.
I tried to take away your chocolate milk.
Gosh.
Everything, man.
Breakfast and
yeah,
lunch.
I went totally against you.
Yeah.
Everything I voted for.
Ethiopia again.
Starve the kids.
Yeah.
That's BJ. Putting a vote in.
What about the tasty flavored tobacco?
It passed.
Oh, good. You voted for that.
I voted for that. That's the only. But I don't have any tasty, smoky tobacco. I don't buy cherry tobacco. It passed, but yeah, I didn't really care about that one.
What about that?
That school lunch drives me nuts, though. I gotta tell you, you kids, you're all getting your free lunch. I have to pay for my lunch.
What about your vibrant bonds?
I lost on vibrant bonds.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I voted no on those,
oh, okay.
And they passed overwhelmingly. Yeah. I guess everywhere, right?
Oh well.
And a couple of those turds that are in the city council, I voted against. They won. Schmucks.
Oh well.
Yeah, it was a rough night at the house. I was right there in Election Central. All night long, man, just waiting. And I had to chalk up an X every time they'd read a result.
Oh,
boom,
shoot.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is you got your tobacco, but the kids are going to eat.
I don't take flavored tobacco.
Well, you voted for it. I'm just saying, you got your flavored tobacco, and good for us, the rest of us, that the kids get to eat. So.
Kids get to eat. I tried to cut you off, kids. I did my part.
My God.
I did.
Yeah.
Speaking of losing, another big strike against us last night. No Mega Millions.
Oh, no.
No Mega Millions. Not
Do I owe
one,
you $3, I think?
Not $1.
I don't know
what you owe me. Yeah. I've lost
Can we cash. Just start all over?
If you guys just confuse me on the payout or paying me, I'll never collect because I can't remember.
I gave you $3 and a quarter.
Carson paid three.
I owe you $3. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody won.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody won.
So what's it at? $343 million.
No.
No,
843.
Sorry.
Yeah, $843 million on Friday night.
Well, yeah, bad
are we
one.
Still going to try to buy tickets or are we done?
No, we're committed. We're in it.
Yeah, we're in it to win it.
Oh,
I would have picked
boy.
Those numbers, 11, 14, 17, 50, 57, and 6 all day long.
They're great numbers.
They are great
they
numbers.
Really are. Yeah.
I know 6 because that was like almost my kid's favorite age. I mean, it wasn't quite, but almost.
Did I mention those kids are going to get a damn free lunch? I tried.
No,
I really did try. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
5 seconds of summer coming to town. It's going to be about a year, though, before they get here. It's a slow move.
No. It just gives you lots of time to plan, remember?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We have tickets. 7:30 this morning. They're going to be at the junkyard, I think it is, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, 5 seconds of summer. Tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. I got a plan for you.
What's the plan?
A backup plan.
Oh, backup, okay.
Because you're trying to get out to your son to see him for the parents' weekend.
Correct.
At the college. And then there's airline situations everywhere, right? Could be a shutdown totally. I got an RV you can rent.
I was thinking about that.
Turn it into like a 5-day trip.
Yeah,
take a
yeah.
few days off from here. That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
You hit the open road, Jamie.
Yeah.
Use my RV.
Yeah, my kid and I already have done that drive, and it sucks.
But
especially Barstow.
But you've not been in the luxury of a beautiful, beautiful Jayco RV.
But the beauty of getting an RV, at least when we rented one of those 1-800, you know, Camp America or whatever, is that the other person drives and you get to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, so I will be driving by myself and not being able to sleep in the back while somebody drives.
I can't wait. I can't wait because, I've only put 5 miles on it.
Right.
The only open road I've hit is 285 over to the yard to store it for the winter. October buying an RV is not a good move, I guess. But I'm just saying, I can't wait. Put my wife behind the wheel. I'm back there making myself a sandwich.
Dude, the coolest thing that we did is we made nachos while my husband was driving. And so we made nachos. And then a deer came across the road and he slammed on the brakes and they went everywhere.
Nachos just went everywhere. Is that legal? Is that legal for you to be up making nachos while somebody's doing 75 on the interstate?
Probably not, but we did it.
I don't know what the rules are.
I don't either. Because those swivel chairs we couldn't even find the seat belts in the two swivel chairs, you know, in the back.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We found the seat belts, but you know that the table that has like a U-shaped bench in it?
Right.
We have seat belts in that.
That thing.
Still doesn't look all that safe to me. I mean, you go flying through that table, first of all. It doesn't seem like it would, be very helpful to you.
I feel like they need one big seatbelt across that big back bedroom in the back.
Yeah.
So somebody can sleep while you're driving.
Can you imagine somebody back there in the back doing this, and you hit your brakes at 75 miles per hour?
I know. Fly right through that door.
Right through the. Well, I'm just leaving it out there for you,
okay,
Jamie.
Thank
if push
you.
Comes to shove,
yeah.
I got the RV. She's all gassed up, ready to go. You can hit the open road, and I'll give you a sweet deal on it, too.
Nice. I believe it's been winterized, and you don't know how to winterize it again, so I won't be able to use the toilet.
I've been told that I have to charge you by the mile.
Okay.
How many miles is it to California?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like $2 far. A mile.
Is it?
Yeah. I think that's the going rate. Yeah. I got to stick with the going rate because it screws other RVers.
Why don't you take the 1-800-CAMPERS, which is the exact layout of yours, because those aren't winterized yet, and practice in those.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just for the weekend.
I do need to practice.
I know.
I've been thinking about going down to the yard and spending the night.
No, just get the 1-800 Rent America or Camp America, whatever it's called.
No, you're right.
And they dump it for you and everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, just keep it in mind.
I will.
If you want to take a road trip.
That is pretty scary, though, that they said that they might close up airspace. It's like, that is crippling. That to me sounds like a little COVID-ish,
It sounds a little over the top.
It does.
Because
people have, family members that might need them or something. You don't know.
Complete airspace shutdown. The last time that happened was 9/11.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's just a scare tactic. I don't know, but here's the announcement.
Shutdown threatens to become the longest in the country's history. More flights are being canceled or delayed due to airport staffing issues. Air traffic controllers are being asked to work without pay.
The longer this goes on, every day you will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations. And you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it.
What?
Yeah, closing that's it. Crazy, isn't it?
Remember, I got an RV.
Yeah, exactly.
I only charge by the mile. Tabloid trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, Daddy. Happy November 5th. It is a lovely, lovely Wednesday. Listen to this crazy-ass story. Oh, my God. Tom Brady has admitted that his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua.
Man, he's catching hell, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, dog people, they all say, there are so many dogs on the planet that
need adopted.
To be adopted. Why go out and clone? It's kind of like a puppy farm,
Got it. Brady is an investor in a biotech firm called Colossal Biosciences.
I have audio, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this morning.
That. Yeah. Anyway, he and his ex-wife Giselle announced they adopted their dog Lua, and then she died, and then he took the blood from a dog and did that thing. By the way, he's not the only one. Barbara Streisand did it with her dog, Samantha, and Paris Hilton did it with her diamond baby after it went missing. So here's the audio.
I think it cost like $30,000 to do it. Now, he owns part of the company, so he got a discount, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Tom Brady cloned his dog. He said his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died a couple years ago. How? Brady says a blood sample was taken from his old dog, Lua, before she died, and a company that he is investing in has cloning technology that gave him the new dog. The new dog is a pit bull mix, just like the last dog. And various entertainment sites say this is a thing with celebrities cloning their pets. The same company that Brady worked with to clone his dog says it cloned dogs for Barbara Streisand and Paris Hilton.
I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah, I've had about three dogs I'd clone.
Yeah.
I had three that I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I had about three that I would.
Okay? I mean, for that kind of money?
Moki, Bridget, and Flash.
For $100,000 for all three?
If I had that kind of money, the Tom Brady money, yeah.
They're saying it costs on average $50,000.
Oh.
$25,000 deposit.
Yeah, I'd pay it.
That seems like a great investment. All right, rapper Soulja Boy. Carson, what is this? Maybe you don't know either. TikTok coins. What are TikTok coins?
That's a great... So I'm...
Just say you don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so they were playing a game, and they were playing for TikTok coins on TikTok. And rapper Soulja Boy had a complete meltdown and threatened to shoot everybody he was playing against. Here it is, number one.
Hey, I'll shoot you in your face. Better watch on my over here bothering my peace. Y'all bums. How much you want to bet I'll find
this going on? Oh my God, I'm buying you. Your goofy ass up, bro. Get off my screen, Klein. You ain't getting no more screen time from me, goofy.
You can get smacked too. Get off TikTok.
On my mom, I'm going to find you.
Jamie, I feel insulted on this.
Why is that?
You didn't ask me if I knew what TikTok coins were.
Well, you're not even on TikTok.
Well, I know, but I'm not telling you now. Yeah, you think I'm not hip enough to know what these coins are?
You can't even get on Netflix.
Look, I'm just telling you. I know what they are, and I'm not saying.
Okay. Anyway, rapper Soulja Boy, literally told those guys he was going to hunt them down and kill them. This game got so intense, and this isn't the first time this has happened on this TikTok game. I guess other rappers have all just freaked out. By the way, they were all laughing at him, and he just kept getting madder and madder and madder.
Mm. And the funny thing is, when he was getting mad, he was just counting money.
Was he?
Yeah, he was just counting money.
So weird.
It's such a weird thing.
The whole thing, right? Sydney Sweeney finally opens up about her controversial ad with American Eagle and the jean campaign that said, great jeans, G-E-N-E-S. And here's what she had to say.
Were you surprised by the reaction?
I did a jean ad. The reaction definitely was a surprise, but it was, I love jeans. All I wear are jeans. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt like every day of my life.
Thank God she cleared it up.
She did. I feel more.
Bam, we're all I've got on the closure. Same page, aren't
I have
we?
Clarity, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Sydney.
Anyway, by the way, Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun, you know him as the one that bought Taylor Swift's album. I mean, like her, all the rights to her music. Remember, she had to re-record all of it. And he was Justin Bieber's manager at the very beginning. Well, he's a billionaire and she's dating him. That's
good move.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
good jeans.
Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun were seen holding hands in New York City just days after she was seen shouting at her ex-fiance. She shares custody of her dog with her ex-fiance, and so she was yelling at him, I think, something about the dog or something. Yeah. Sources say the two have been spending a lot of time together with Scooter Braun, and Sydney Sweeney. In recent weeks, though neither has commented publicly on the relationship rumors, Braun finalized his divorce last year, and she just split with that Davino or whatever. So, good for her. You know, dating a billionaire.
It's a good move.
That is a good move.
Yep.
It is a good move. Somebody said they're having a lot of problems with the Odyssey app. Is that the only one? I can't really see anything.
I think so. Yeah, that's the only complaint we've had so far.
Everything's a little blurry.
Why is that?
I hit my head.
Oh,
like, majorly.
Like, bad.
Really? Again? Really?
Yeah, but this time the back of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What'd you hit?
The concrete. Well, no, it was...
You fell?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had three huge tubs, like three gigantic tubs, you know, of Christmas stuff from the basement.
Yeah.
And I was on about the second stair, and I was like, these are heavy. And I went to put my foot on the third stair to go up. I'm like, I'm just going to make it. I couldn't see up because I have three tubs, right? And I'm like, I'm just going to go because I got them. So I'm just going to go. Next thing I know, I slam my head back on the tile. Ugh. And yeah. my kid is like, Mom, you know, like the back of your head is worse than the front of your head. I'm like, how do you even know that? And he's like, that's why MMA fighters aren't allowed to hit in the back of the head because you can kill somebody that way. And I'm like, who said that? He's like, all an expert.
Yeah, most concussions actually happen on the back of the head.
You guys are crazy. Whatever.
That's why the helmet primarily covers the back of your head.
Well, I got it good. And here's the thing is that, what was I going to tell you? It was funny. Oh, he said I need life alert. Yeah,
I saw that on your post.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It was a good one. Here's the back of my head.
Ouch.
Yeah. It looks like it hurts.
That's
real
a
bad.
Bump.
Yeah. Oh, the whole back is just swollen. It's really cool. Oh, and look at this bump. That's my favorite bump.
Yeah, it's a nasty fall.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Poor thing.
I didn't get the Christmas decorations.
Man. Yeah. Those stairs.
I just don't understand why it went so bright yellow. I was like, so I was looking up what color brain fluid is. It's supposed to be clear.
Not yellow?
Not bright yellow. I was like, why is this bright yellow?
Oh, it hurts. I can't even look at it.
I know, it's pretty gross, isn't it? Sorry I posted that, but I was just like, hey, you guys, if I don't make it to work tomorrow, it's because I'm dead. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have 5 seconds of summer. Tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. Stand by for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
There he is, that little twerp. At Justin Bieber. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be another beautiful day today. 70 degrees for a high today.
By the way, I just want to point out, if you go to Facebook, Carson's house looks amazing. It was professionally done for Christmas. Okay.
Did you have somebody do it?
That's actually not even my house.
Are you lying?
No.
You just took somebody else's house?
Yeah, because they had their lights on, and I was like, wait, I think it's a little too early.
Oh, so it's not your house.
It's not your house, but it looks great, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I bet they had it professionally done.
And it was hilarious because it even got to, late last night, it even got reposted into our neighborhood Facebook page, and they were like, wait, does BJ and Jamie live in our neighborhood?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
So now it's a whole thing.
Is it actually a house in your neighborhood, or is it just a picture off the internet?
No, we're just on a walk.
Oh, okay.
So it's in his neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't think we have any lights up in my neighborhood.
Really?
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm sure
this weekend's going to be the weekend.
I'm telling you, for sure, that is professionally done.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, because I see those signs everywhere that says, call us, we do, you know, Christmas lights. Yeah.
I've done it.
I've thought about it, but it's expensive.
I did it in Florida. My ex-wife now, we had it done down there, and in those days, and we're talking about 1998 or somewhere in there, I think we paid $2,500.
So I think Michelle got a quote, and it was 20 grand.
That's insane.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
$20,000?
Yeah, to do her house.
Holy moly.
Oh my gosh.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, I think we paid maybe $3,000, something like that. That was a lot, though.
Oh my God.
But they do it so good. Like, they do the wire cutting, so that way there's not, like, anything loose. All the lights are just nice and tight on the corners.
Yeah, and they do the trunks of all the trees, and then they do the whole tree. And that house is perfectly lined in lights.
Oh, yeah.
They might have that jelly lights. I don't know.
No, those are actually on there.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I was like, are those jelly lights? They're not.
Wow, it looks really good.
Anyways,
you can go to our Facebook page, and you can see my head wound there, and you could also see Carson's pretend house.
You faker, you poser.
All on Facebook.
I got something here I found from the internet, and it's called Lazy Coworkers. This is nicknames for lazy coworkers.
Okay.
Okay? And I don't know who put the list together, but first one, cordless. You're a cordless coworker. Means you work for only 2 hours.
Huh? I don't
cordless.
Get it.
Cordless, battery operated. You get it? It only works for 2 hours.
Okay.
All right. ET coworker. You're an ET coworker. You always want to go home. Go home. Phone home. Get it? Get it?
Okay, ET. They're going back way back.
Kit Kat coworker.
And you eat a lot.
Yeah, you snack.
No, you always want to take a break.
These are dumb.
That's a good one.
I do like that one.
All right. Muffler, coworker. This is me.
You're always farting around the office.
No, close though. You're always exhausted.
Oh, because it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Well, these I really
wheelbarrow.
I have to
wheelbarrow
think way too much on these. These are like double entendres. That I have to think.
Wheelbarrow. You only work when you're pushed.
What? Oh my God.
Who came up with it?
I don't know.
And then the sensor light coworker.
You're always broken?
Close. No. You only work when somebody walks past.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, my.
But my
your
car,
sensor. Your sensor. But they're somebody, deep, Jamie. They're deep.
If somebody walks.
That's a lot of thought for those.
If somebody walks past my car isn't going to work.
Your sensor.
It
only works when you walk past.
But
you get
I,
it?
But no, I don't. Because if somebody walks past my car.
No, if you've got a light. If you've got a light that's on a sensor, it only comes on when you walk past it. Right?
Yeah, like a motion light.
Yeah,
like a motion,
like a motion light, right? Yeah. I'm telling you, this is deep, folks. It's not easy to wake up on a Wednesday morning and consume all this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, man, there are so much problems at the airports. This is crazy. I mean, it's just one story after another. Did you see that UPS flight that exploded yesterday?
Yeah, it crashed.
Wow, this was in Louisville, Kentucky. This thing was loaded up with fuel on its way to Hawaii. All right.
So it had a lot of fuel.
They said like 38,000 gallons or something
pounds
like that.
Pounds or whatever.
Yeah. I think it was 38,000 gallons of fuel on board. And this thing, when it, I don't know if it lost a wheel. I don't know what happened. It just goes into flames, and these flames stretch for probably a quarter of a mile or more. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad this was.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I got so nervous because they were trying to put foam on. Did you see the other tankers that were full of fuel that were sitting there?
Yeah.
And they were putting foam on it and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be an explosion. You know, and those firefighters are so damn brave because I have to tell you, they were on those ladder trucks so high in the air. And I'm thinking, you don't know what's going to explode. You know, and if it could come up there and hit you, I was like, I could never do that job.
And you know somebody in Louisville. I know somebody in Louisville. I got a brother-in-law that works for, he actually does FedEx out of the same airport. That was a UPS yesterday. He does FedEx, but he's one of those flight engineers that sits in that side seat in the cockpit, and he travels every day. He was off yesterday, so he didn't work yesterday.
Oh, thank goodness.
And again, though he works for FedEx instead of UPS, man, what a scene yesterday.
That thing was awful. It was awful.
And somebody saying it was an engine fire? I never did see what caused it.
Yeah, I don't know. Either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, it was just a nasty scene. The videos are all over the internet this morning. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have 5 seconds of summer tickets coming up at 7:30.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I went to the store yesterday to get some dog food.
Yep.
I think I saw somebody shoplifting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The lady, it was a lady, and she was in the aisle, and she had a big jacket on. Now, yesterday was 74 degrees, folks.
She had a coat on. That is suspect.
Jamie, and I didn't say anything. I didn't even wait. I kind of didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw her do it. I saw her move something toward the jacket. I'll say that. And it felt like she was shoplifting. It really did. Because kind of looking around like this. But I kind of paid for my stuff and got out of there. I saw her come out of the store, but I didn't follow up on it. I didn't want to be a part of it.
So you don't know if she went to the counter or not?
I have no idea. Mm. I have no idea. But it looked highly suspicious. You know, a lot of people are online saying that they're going to start shoplifting over this EBT thing. Because of these, I guess they're not being issued
SNAP
right
or
now.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah.
But I've seen where a lot of people are saying that. And I saw this yesterday and I thought, man,
what did she take?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not good at this.
I know.
I thought you watch crime shows and you're like a detective.
Well, you know what? I froze.
Oh.
I did. I was frozen because I felt like that I didn't want to know because I felt like if I knew for a fact she was doing it, that I need my obligation was to go to the manager and tell it. And I didn't want to get involved.
So I used to work at the mall, right?
Yeah.
And we had to be on ladders during sidewalk sales. Do y'all remember sidewalk sales?
I do.
At the mall.
Yeah.
And so we were on ladders so we could look over all the rounder racks, right? And I thought, here I am. I'm 16 years old. What the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And plus, it's going to take a while to get down the ladder.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It could take a while.
Yeah.
And really, at 16, you don't really care.
Yeah, I was
if
like,
somebody
I don't
steals
know,
something, it's not yours.
Exactly.
Right? That's your attitude. Yeah. That's kind of what my attitude was yesterday at the grocery store. I don't know this lady's situation. Yeah. I have no idea. I need to stay out of this, but I did. I kind of got scared and got the hell out of there.
Yeah. Don't you always wonder what happens? Like, I mean, have you guys, I've never, well, you have.
Yeah.
12 pack.
Yeah. I didn't do it intentionally, though.
But you still didn't go
it
back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
I didn't go back in. I got to the car. Oh, yeah. Jimmy's talking about a 12-pack of soda that I stuck on my cart, but I put it underneath, and got through. I don't want to say got through because it makes it sound.
You just said that.
Yeah, you just admitted
said
it.
You said I got through.
I got through.
I made it through.
I don't mean it like that. I meant it. It accidentally got through.
Yeah.
Liar.
I got outside, and when you get outside to your car, it's almost like it's yours at that point. Right.
You said, here's what you told us. Change. I said, why didn't you go back in and pay for it? And you said, I was tired.
I was exhausted that day. I've been up since 3:30,
right?
Folks.
Yeah.
So. And all the other stuff in the cart I'd paid for.
Well,
so,
well, that
I
was
mean,
big of you.
It's only a 12.
What an upstanding citizen.
Yeah. Hey, he paid for the rest of it.
Yeah. I don't need the lady Holly. I don't need her chasing me through the parking lot.
It always makes me wonder, like, those kids that have pretty good lives, right? And, I mean, but then they steal. You know, and they're like in high school and grade
school.
There's
a rush to it, though.
I don't know. Ruining your life over chewing gum?
I used to do it in grammar school.
You did?
Yeah.
At a grocery store. What did you steal?
Candy. And bubble gum.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd stick it in my pocket and go off to school.
Never
that was
that.
Back in the day when they didn't watch five-year-olds that closely. You know?
Well, I guess if you're five or whatever.
No, I was like 7, 8 years old. Yeah. And I'd go into a grocery store, you know, and grab me a couple of, you know, bubble gum pieces.
I guess I was just too afraid of Bob and the wrath of Bob to ever do anything like that.
Oh, I never got caught.
Yeah, my son would never steal anything. Like, he knew he would die.
I never got caught. Never got caught. Huh. I was good at it, man. Yeah, I think I saw her yesterday. I think she was stealing from the store. But I don't know, man. I should you get involved in something like that, or you just move on?
Well, it's
up to the store to catch them.
I don't know anymore because, you know, some of them have rules. Some of the different stores have rules like just let them go.
Yeah.
Don't get involved with their own employees, right? So I don't even know.
I mean, employees have literally been fired for
trying to stop
someone.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
That's true, so
you can get in trouble just for intervening, right?
So, I don't know.
I do admire those people that can go in there and come out with three lobsters in their pants, though. Those are good. Those are good shoplifters.
Three lobsters in their pants.
No, you see people like come out with an octopus in their pants.
Uh-huh.
You know, the tentacle coming out of the feet, out of the bottom of their pants. Those people that can pull
what
that off.
What store do you shop at?
I don't know what he's even talking about.
I'm just saying. You know, the people that go in there, okay, let's go with rump roast. All right, you come out of there with like five rump roasts, and you've stuck them in your pants and your jacket. Boom, you're out of there. I do admire that.
Yeah, it's an art. It's real art.
Is that a lobster in your pants?
Or are you just happy to see me?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Live on the Odyssey app, that is. And you'll get the podcast after the program today. 5 seconds of summer. Tickets to give away at 7:30 this morning. It seems like every story out there this morning has got something to do with the airports, the airlines, and this and that, and trying to travel, trying to get somewhere. Jamie White is trying to get to California this weekend. And did I hear you say you were going to St. Louis?
Yeah.
The week after, right?
Yeah, yep.
Are you feeling good about it?
Well, no, of course not. What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying, how are you feeling about it then? Maybe I should say.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be a problem, probably, so I don't know.
I think you're going to be delayed. I think it's going to be a headache getting through TSA. But I don't think you'll get canceled. I think you'll make it okay. Just may take a lot of time, is all.
Yeah, I'm just going to pack my patience, as they say.
Pack your patience.
They actually said that. DIA put out a thing. Pack your patience. Here's me.
Yeah. My patience is a carry-on, man.
Thanks, very DIA. Small. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, so hopefully this will be over. We just need to end this crap. Honest to God. Yeah. I'm so over it.
Did you see yesterday where the flight in, where was it? Reagan International, where they had the bomb threat? I mean, it was everything yesterday.
I know, airlines.
It was TSA, walking off the job, the long lines, flight cancellations, UPS explodes, blah, blah, blah. And then you got this bomb threat thing going on. You got this airplane sitting off in a field by itself. And they're just watching this thing because they don't know if something's on board or not.
And then I think two airlines tapped wings yesterday, too, at another airline.
I didn't see that. So, it was just nonstop news.
It was crazy.
Here's the story from Reagan International.
Some breaking news. A security scare shut down Reagan National Airport today. There was a bomb threat targeting United Airlines Flight 512 from Houston.
We have an unconfirmed bomb report. I mean, I get confirmed whatever it's called. Someone called about there's a bomb on United 512. They said if you landed, it would explode.
Yeah, the plane landed just after 11:30 this morning. You can see it right there. Passengers were kept on board, then forced off, leaving all of their belongings behind as police swarmed that runway. Thankfully, no explosives were found, but the threat triggered a total ground stop and major disruptions today.
What is going on?
Wait, they said that if it lands, it'll explode?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just fly and fly.
Stay in the air.
Yeah, what do you do at that point?
Yeah, right? That is crazy.
And when it landed, they told it to get way down at the end of the airport and stay out in this field until they could figure it out. People are on board this thing, and then finally, they started getting buses down there to transport the people back to the terminal. But it was crazy yesterday.
Somebody said that I should take a Greyhound. You know, I've taken a Greyhound bus before, and it was interesting. It was really interesting. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't say it was bad. I was like 19, so I was a little scared. But,
where were you going from? From where to where?
Maybe I was older than that. I was going from Denver. You have to pick it up downtown Denver to like Steamboat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
a Greyhound. My grandpa used to take a Greyhound bus when he'd come out to visit us. He lived in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And he was scared of flying. Would not get on a plane at all. He always took the Greyhound buses. Every time we dropped him off, I'm like, I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. As a young woman, if you will, you know, 22, 23, whatever I was, I was like,
just the people I saw at the Greyhound station, I was just like, bus rides must be something.
I know. I mean, it is true, by the way. It's very affordable, right? And you're thinking, there's no security on here. Like, everybody has their own back, and we're all going to just pray.
Yeah. You're kind of on your own.
Yeah,
really. It's an isolation world.
Yeah.
When you get on a bus, because you don't even know who you're sitting next to. What's going on, you know?
But you don't on an airline either, you know, but you just feel like the whatever those guys are on. What are those guys, you know, that hide in plain sight? You're hoping that you have one of those guys.
Well, the thing with the bus, my experience is, with a bus, you're stopping at every little small town. So people are getting on and off, and sketchy people are coming and going. At least with an airplane, once you get on the plane, you get to your destination. That same person is next to you.
That
okay?
is, yeah.
You're not going through a bunch of riffraff, right?
I mean, it wasn't, but I have to admit, it wasn't bad. Like, I thought it was going to be even more shady. It wasn't bad. I was like, okay, I could do this maybe again.
My brother one time showed up. I was in Tampa, Florida at the time. He showed up from Nashville, just out of the blue, called me one day and said, I'm at so-and-so, come pick me up. Well, I had about 3 days of him, and my wife at the time ran him off, right? Because he was just a pain in the butt, right? He just stayed all liquored up and everything all week. Anyway, she tells him he's got to leave, right? So I take him and put him on a bus. It took 3 days for him to get from Tampa, Florida back to Nashville because it stops at every little town. They went through the entire state of Alabama, man.
I don't remember us stopping, but I believe
But you only went to Steamboat.
Yeah.
I mean, This is going from state to state.
That's a long haul.
If you're going to go from, say, Denver to Chicago, you'll stop probably 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along the route.
I will say, though, it was full. It was packed.
Oh, they pack them.
Yeah, they pack them in. So, and it's really affordable. So get yourself a Greyhound. Might have to.
We all might be meeting on a bus very soon, you know? Tabloid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trash next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Supposedly, there people are recording captains on the announcing things. One of them said, "I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if we're number three or four because there's four different lines. We have no idea what's going on." No communication, no explanation. They said they were stuck on the at Dallas in line for 4 hours with nobody talking to them.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to be stuck in a situation, I'd rather be in the airport than on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, you get on a plane and you're sitting there for a couple of hours.
Well, they won't let you move.
Misery, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're on the tarmac.
At least I can get my food and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, bathroom.
Yeah, that's, it's a great time to fly right now. Great time. Hey, Carson, will you let our bosses know a lot of people are complaining about the app today?
Yeah, already on it.
All right, thank you so much. All right, anyway, this is weird. I didn't even know that there was a dating app on Facebook. Did you guys know that?
No.
Me either.
No.
I guess there's a dating app that's been on Facebook since 2019, and it says that Gen Z is making it cool again. And in fact, it says younger singles are quietly turning to Facebook dating because they're sick of Tinder and Bumble and Hinge. And it says it feels more authentic since profiles are tied to people that they might know, mutual friends. Because, you know, all Gen Z, everybody ran from Facebook, but they're saying that everybody's coming back now and dating on it.
What's it called?
It's on Facebook. I don't know.
It has more than 21 million daily users.
Are you kidding?
No.
What's it called?
It's on Facebook.
Yeah,
dating.
It's Facebook dating. That's what it's called.
Oh, they use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says Facebook dating has become a surprise hit for the social network. I don't even know where you would find it. Or is it just that you just DM someone? I don't even know. How do you find it? Let's see here. You can access it. There's a lot of steps.
log into Facebook, tap, da, 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 da,
right.
Tap dating.
I didn't even know there was a dating thing on there.
That's crazy.
I know, right? And it's been out there, you guys, since 2019. I swear we learn something every day on the show. Absolutely
21 million people.
And we didn't even know, you guys. It's like learning about the junkyard.
Yeah.
We didn't know about that one.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, no. All right. Anyway, this is a crazy story. I want to hit it again just because it's just really nuts to me. The fact that that Tom Brady is cloning his dogs, and people are not very happy with it because they say that you should adopt dogs that are, you know, that are in shelters or whatever. And he cloned his dog. Here it is.
Whoops. Tom Brady cloned his dog. He said his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died a couple years ago. How? Brady says a blood sample was taken from his old dog, Lua, before she died, and a company that he is investing in has cloning technology that gave him the new dog. The new dog is a pit bull mix, just like the last dog. And various entertainment sites say this is a thing with celebrities cloning their pets. The same company that Brady worked with to clone his dog says it cloned dogs for Barbra Streisand and Paris Hilton.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. If he wants to clone his dog, clone your dog.
And then Carson looked it up. It's $50,000 to clone your dog.
Yeah, $25,000 deposit.
But the problem is with cloning, and I've said this my whole life when that stupid sheep came out, the dog won't be the same dog no matter what because it had different life experiences, you know, throughout its life in when it was in the shelter and all that stuff, and blah, 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 just like a human would. So it's going to be a different kind of animal. Its temperament, everything is going to be different. You're not going to get the exact same dog. It'll look the same, but its personality won't be the same. So that's the only thing. You know, as far as cloning these dogs, you're like, oh my gosh, my dog was so nice. Now you have one that's biting you.
I feel like that's even worse.
What
because
do you mean?
When it's a different dog, like when the soul's different, it's just, it looks like your dog, so you treat it the same way, but you're not going to get the same thing back.
Yeah, especially, I mean, because everything's different. I'm sure Tom Brady's dog grew up with little kids, so it was rambunctious, did all kinds of fun things. Now the kids are older, so it's just going to act differently. So, yeah.
Somebody said that he was saying that his dog, though, is identical.
Well, in looks.
I mean, he was very happy with cloning, is what he said. So what? I would think that
he owns
it's
the company.
Pretty close.
He owns the company. What is he going to say?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I think that I don't have a problem with it, that's for sure.
New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Oh my God, he's in trouble. Cardi is going to be so mad at him. He accidentally let it slip what the sex of their baby is. And you all know that's a girl's responsibility, right? He let it slip. Somebody asked him and he was like, and here it is, number two.
It's a boy. That's enough for me. I can't wait to make him do push-ups and sit-ups and run around.
Whoops. That's not how that's supposed to go down. You're not supposed to say it on a red carpet. That's Cardi B's job, right?
Yeah, and you're supposed to have one of those reveal parties,
exactly.
Too, where you blow crap up, you
right?
know?
Exactly.
That's how you do it these days.
Oh, my God. So he's in trouble for sure. The miniseries, I'm shocked about this because everybody's been talking about this. All's Fair. It's that Kim Kardashian's first big scripted project. It has huge superstars in it. Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, all these people, they're promoting the hell out of it. It's all over the place. But they're saying that it's scored a rare 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics are calling it stiff. They said there's not any authenticity to it. They say it's horrible. It's tacky. It's about greed and vanity. Mind-bending horror of nothingness. They say it's a rare flop for this Murphy guy who's known for American Horror Story and The Feud. And they say for Kim, critics say it's proof that even a $1 billion brand can't buy acting chops. I was thinking this was going to be huge. Absolutely huge. Have you seen all the press junkets they've been
doing? No, I haven't seen anything on it.
All over the place.
No, I just saw that review. It's all I saw.
Yeah, so it's bad.
It was ugly.
Not good at all. By the way, they're saying that Kim Kardashian, the reason why she said out loud that ChatGPT made her flunk some of her tests, they're saying that she knows she didn't pass the bar. So it's her excuse.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Blame it on Chad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess they'll find out Friday. She finds out Friday if she passed or not. But they're saying, I mean, this is this whole conspiracy on TMZ, that it was a way for her to get out of it and say, see, I told you that ChatGPT screwed everything up. I don't know. And then they were like, you don't use ChatGPT to study for the bar exam. Because, you know, Harvey has his law degree and passed the bar. And then there's another guy on that show. He also passed the bar. And they're like, it doesn't even work. So we'll see what happens if she passes the bar or not. Kimora Lee Simmons is making her reality TV comeback nearly 15 years after Life in the Fab Lane. I like her, actually. Kimora Lee Simmons.
Yeah.
I like her. So it's going to be on E! And it follows her as a single mom of five plus her bonus son, Jaden. You know, like the what was her husband's name?
He had Russell.
He had to take off.
Yeah, Russell Simmons.
Right, he had to go to a different island.
He seems like he stayed in a lot of trouble. I don't know exactly what he did. I don't know if it was tax evasion or what it was.
I thought it was like underage stuff.
I have no idea. I just know that he stayed in trouble. He was accused of stuff, and he's been on the down low. I think he left the country, did he?
It said, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, he it says, here's the headline from Rolling Stone.
What was he known for? Was he a producer?
Yeah.
Wasn't it music?
Was it a music producer? Yep. Is that what he was?
Yep. Yeah, so.
I don't know, it's been a long time.
There was a lot of sexual misconduct, it says, and he owed a lot of money to his accusers, so he took off and went to some island.
Yeah, he got the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He agreed to pay $11 million to multiple women.
But then he left.
Yep. Sure did.
That's what I'd do. Get the heck out of here. You got to find me first. I'd be Waldo.
That's good to know, BJ. You know,
I'll bet you Russell Simmons is wearing one of those striped sweaters right now.
You do realize,
with that goofy hat on. Where's Waldo?
You realize he sexually abused women.
I'm just saying, he's on the run.
I'm just saying with your jokes.
He was accused. He never went to jail.
I'm just saying, you know.
He was accused. He never got convicted of it.
Okay. All right, there you go, tub of trash.
All right, BJ and Jamie. Yeah, let's do this. 5 seconds of summer.
Yep.
They're going to be here next summer.
They are, actually. Yeah. August 22nd at the Junkyard, Denver. And it's courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. If you're caller 19 right now, 303-22 Alice.
Good luck. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be around 70 degrees today. Pretty good.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Thought I'd wait this time.
Oh, that's really good.
I didn't want to.
Good job.
You know, Friday morning at this time, we're going to be doing another BJ and Jamie tote bag drop.
Oh, that's right.
This time, what you're listening to right now, Friday morning, we're going to Castle Rock. We'll be at a King Supers down there. Now, I don't know Castle Rock as far as how many King Supers are down there, but we'll give the exact location by probably late tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But nevertheless, we're going to Castle Rock. Plenty of bags to give away. You know how we do it. We're in there and we're out of there.
Yep.
And you got to show up to get your free bag, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Friday morning, Castle Rock, King Supers location, will be there at 7:30 on Friday.
Nice.
All right.
Yep. Very excited.
Yeah. A lot of people love these bags.
They do love these bags.
Yeah. These bags are a smash, man. Yeah. I was at the store yesterday.
Yeah.
And Safeway's selling their bags too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're nothing like our bags.
I saw Bo Nix. He has his own bag.
He does?
Yep, he sure does.
Well, that son of a... He stole it from us, didn't he? I got so excited about the Broncos yesterday.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Jalen Waddle?
He waddles?
Yeah. No, you're right. He does.
Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
When he scores a touchdown, he's a receiver.
Yeah.
He plays in Miami. And it was rumored yesterday that the Broncos were going to get him. He's very, very good.
And receiver, you said.
He's a receiver. Okay. Yeah, wide receiver, right?
Yep.
But when he scores a touchdown, here's what he does, JB.
He waddle.
Okay. And I thought we were going to have a Bronco waddle yesterday, but then the trade fell through.
What happened?
The waddle was staying down in Miami. It's not coming to Denver. Right, Carson?
They're playing tomorrow night, right?
Yeah,
is that right?
Thursday night football.
And tonight we have the Nuggets.
Yeah.
How are the Avalanche doing?
First in the entire NHL.
Whoa.
Number one, baby.
Wow.
Woo. Yeah.
Nice.
Look at us go.
Oh, my God.
Look at us go.
We're on fire, this town.
Broncos and Raiders. That's going to be a big deal on Thursday night, right?
Yep.
Right in here, Vegas. Too. Right here on national TV.
Oh, I thought they were in Vegas.
I think it's here, isn't it?
Is it?
Aren't the Broncos playing here? Hold on. Man, I wish we'd gotten the waddle.
Yes, we are playing here.
Yeah, it's here in Denver. We're being showcased on Thursday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free. Put it at, on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. We're live there, too. And the podcast will be there later on later on today.
Right. Got it.
Just letting you know, man.
Okay, thank
you. Just letting you know that.
By the way,
put it on your phone.
Sometimes you might have to refresh it. Sometimes it doesn't work like we want it to, so you just turn it off and turn it back on.
You know, here's something. There should be some type of a little backdoor code for people that work here, because now I've gotten so that for the past, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months, I've had to re-register 3 different times.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It doesn't know who I am.
That's
I just had to do it again today.
Really?
Put in your name, your birth date. Is anybody else doing that?
That is like jumping through hoops.
Yeah, this is the third time in the last probably 4 months
that
it's kicked me out. It wants me to re-register.
I just had to do it today. Yeah.
Really?
But I agree. I feel like, and I'm like,
I work here.
What email did I use? Did I use my work email? Is it a work login? I don't know.
It's like you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
These people don't know us.
That is a flaw, because it should just sign you in, right? Yeah. Like, and remember you.
It always has.
It always has.
I don't know if they've done something on the back end, on the, you know, coding on this thing.
And it just kicked us a bunch of us out.
Well, it might be looking for more information on everybody that's a part of the app. I have no idea. But the way I look at it is, I sit here and promote it every day. You ask me to re-register every week.
Right? That's crazy.
Like, that ain't fair, man.
That's nuts.
So you remember, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago when I used to do a feature called Lock Up Lunch.
Oh, yeah. It was my favorite.
Oh, if you remember back in those days, and Carson, you can attest to this too, that it shot us to number one in the ratings.
Oh, my God.
You remember
because
that?
We were never number one that whole time before.
People
that
were begging for it.
Well, we might have been number one prior to that, but it really kept us there. It sustained our top billing here in town, right?
Yep.
But Lock Up Lunch was prison menus that the prisoners that listened to our show would send me, and I would read them off on the air. People loved it.
I mean, it's a feature you don't see every day.
That's for sure.
It ran its course because a lot of prisons and jails, they repeat the menu.
Right, yeah.
You can only go with beans and rice, and it'd be funny a couple of times, okay?
Correct.
And then it just goes downhill. Well, the reason I bring this up is because yesterday was Diddy's birthday.
Oh, it was? How old is he?
56.
Okay.
56 years old. Old Diddy, serving number 56 in the big house, right? Well, they put out yesterday the lunch menu. They really did all three meals, but they called it the Lock Up Lunch menu, was released yesterday, of what Diddy had for his birthday.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
And they say that he's not living the life that he lived on the outside.
Wait, what?
Duh.
Shocker.
He's not? No. Lobster? Stop
the same.
Crab legs? Caviar?
Nope. Okay. No octopus in his
surf
pants.
Surf and turf? What about surf and turf?
Nope. No. All right. First meal of the day on Diddy's birthday. And I guess all the other inmates saying happy birthday to him.
Oh, well, that was nice of them.
Yeah. So the first meal was at 6:30. He had a choice of bran flakes or a breakfast cake. Plus 2 packets of jelly.
Oh.
Okay. They threw that in there, too.
That was nice
so
of them.
Bran flakes, breakfast cake for breakfast. All right. So it's got to get better, right?
Yeah.
All right. So at lunch yesterday.
Wait, that was it?
That's it. That's it.
No bacon?
They don't have bacon in prison.
Wait, what's a breakfast cake?
You don't get flapjacks.
What do you think a breakfast cake is?
I would say it's not very tasty. Pre-packaged. I would say it's pretty bland. They do throw in a couple of substitute packets of sweetener.
Oh, well, that's
it does
that's
mention
good.
That
okay.
on here
yeah.
with wow. milk.
All right.
Then let's see here at lunch. Where did they go for lunch? They jumped down to his dinner.
Oh,
dinner. 4:30 dinner. Cheese pizza. You had a choice.
Oh,
here.
That's nice. Okay, I
cheese.
Eat that.
I got a feeling it's like cardboard though. Yeah, yeah. They're not getting that Papa Murphy stuff and redoing that in the kitchen, probably. I'd say it's pretty cheap stuff.
Papa Murphy is what you went to?
Well, it's better than what they're eating. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, that's what you went to?
Well, that would be a delicacy in there. Okay. Papa Murphy's, right?
Anyway, you know what I'm saying. It was like, that was about what to get.
Cheese. I don't know my pizzas. Yeah. I don't eat pizza.
Yeah, Papa Murphy, you bake it
yourself.
All
right, what if I went with Old Chicago?
That's better.
There you go.
That's a better one.
Because they do a big deep dish, don't they?
Yeah, they sure
do. All right, so they're not getting that there in the big house. Yeah. You got a cheese pizza. You got to figure it was pretty bad. All right, he got to choose from that or navy beans.
What are navy beans?
Navy beans?
They're white beans, right?
I don't know.
I have no
navy
idea.
Navy beans? Are they a white bean type?
Why are you asking us when we just asked you?
Yeah. It looks like they are white. Yeah.
He's looking it up.
Yes, it looks like they are white.
They're white beans, right?
Yeah.
All right, so cheese pizza or navy beans or an Italian pasta salad.
Oh, boy. Okay, for his birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Diddy. But here's something that came out yesterday. They say that he's missing his favorite food. And they say this came out in court, too. I don't know how it came up in court, but it did. His favorite food is cheeseburgers with applesauce on top.
What? Are you sure it's not a cheeseburger with a side of applesauce?
Mm-mm. No.
It's on it? He pours it on
it?
Yeah.
Instead of using ketchup or mustard as a combo or individually, he revealed he tops his cheeseburgers off with applesauce. It's his favorite.
That sounds disgusting. I can't even put that in my mouth. Like, think about it. Like, ugh, that's nasty.
I love French fries with mayo. You use the mayo as a dip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can. Yeah.
I love it.
A lot of people do that one.
My wife hates it.
Yeah. But it's not my favorite. I like ketchup, but I know. My weird go-to that people think is strange is, well, first of all, I put salt on everything from watermelon to apples to everything. And people think that's crazy. But
I'm with you.
Peanut butter on pickles. That is so good.
That's bizarre.
No, it's
You're
so
weird.
Good. No, I'm not.
Did you hit your head when you tried this?
No, no.
You do a lot of head hitting lately.
I have done. I'm kind of concerned about my brain, to be honest.
We need to get you a helmet.
I know, the front side.
We need a helmet.
If you don't know, last night I fell backwards, or yesterday after work, I fell backwards off the back of the stairs, like on stair number 3, with a bunch of those big totes with Christmas stuff, and I fell straight backwards onto a tile. And it is jacked up.
Terrifying.
It is jacked up.
It's a nasty fall.
It is. And so it's the back of your head. And if you remember 5 weeks ago, I had frontal trauma. So I'm like, this probably hasn't been the best month for my brain.
No, not at all.
No, it's kind of bad.
No, and pickles and peanut butter, that kind of tops it off.
Yeah, it really does.
I think you've got a brain bleed. I really do. All right, so I thought I'd ask Texnado. Okay.
Okay.
What food do you like, or what combo do you put together that others find quite disgusting? Okay. And I think we've done this before, but why not, right? All the other news out there is doom and gloom.
If you try pickles and peanut butter, you'll love it.
I've never tried it.
Especially the little pickle, like the little bitty dills, you know, the little miniature ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get a little thing of peanut butter jiff, and you just, oh my God.
Never tried it.
So good.
It doesn't sound good, though.
I know it doesn't, but you gotta try it.
Yeah. I may try it, but I'm not one for doing trying new things.
It's so good.
With the food. All right, Texnado 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423. What combo do you like that others find disgusting? Cheeseburgers and applesauce? Yeah, I don't know about that one. Peanut butter and pickles?
Yes.
She's got a head injury. Yeah, man.
DJ and Jamie.
All right, I mentioned just a few minutes ago that it came out that Diddy, he loves the cheeseburgers but topped off with applesauce, man. Sounds gross to me, but he loves it. And so we ask you, what's your combo that you eat that others might find disgusting? And man, I think some of these people are just making them up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you really eat this stuff.
I agree with you.
All right. Pink. Now, this one sounds pretty good, okay? Pink Country Time lemonade powder sprinkled over watermelon.
Oh, that one sounds good.
That one sounds like it might work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That one I like.
But some of the others on here, not so good. Brown gravy as a salad dressing?
How do you even get brown gravy? What do you like?
Buy those packets.
You pack it and you mix it up. And
Well, you can make it on your own, but
do you
buy it.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. Yeah, but that's gross.
Those are nasty.
Look at all these, though.
I know, right? Yeah. You guys are crazy.
Peanut butter and salami.
Well, I guess I guess maybe.
Maybe peanut butter goes with anything, right?
I think it does.
Chocolate syrup in a Coca-Cola? Grape jelly on a grilled cheese? Salsa and tuna?
Ew, that's nasty.
On a cracker?
That doesn't sound right at all.
I think some of these are made up.
Oh, my God.
I do. I don't think they're actually.
My girlfriend just texted me that she likes peanut butter and honey. That's good. And sliced green olives on a sandwich. Oh.
Sliced green olives?
Yeah, peanut butter and honey. On a sandwich? On bread?
No.
I don't know.
She's never been right.
Ketchup and peanut butter on a bologna sandwich?
Mm. How about this? Strawberry Pop-Tarts and ketchup.
Strawberry Pop-Tarts. That one's a lie.
There's no way, right?
People are just throwing up like words, right?
Our legs are being pulled on this one, man. Raw onions dipped in yellow mustard.
Okay, y'all are dumb.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget to get your tickets, Alice in Winterland. Teddy Swims is going to be incredible. Neon Trees, they're really good, too. American Authors, they're pretty darn good, too. Get your tickets. Go to alice1059.com.
Speaking of tickets, how'd we do?
Terrible.
Oh.
Terrible.
No.
But we're back. Oh, no. Friday night, back to the Mega Millions.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
843 million. It continues to grow.
Gosh.
Nobody won, so we still have a shot.
And you know, as I look at those tickets, don't you look at them like those are definitely ones I would pick.
Yeah, those were good numbers last night.
They were solid.
Too bad nobody hit, though.
Yeah.
We didn't win anything. I mean, we didn't even win $2.
Oh, no.
We won nothing.
Nothing.
We got zilch.
And did you go and buy extra ones, too?
No, I never did.
And
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, well.
You know, I thought about doing it because here's what I said yesterday. I'm in the pool here. I buy the tickets because we don't have Powerball Pete anymore. He got let go. He did not get let go.
Stop saying that. Poor Pete.
They threw his butt out of here.
They did not. That's not a true story at all. At all.
Carson, they tossed him like an old suit.
I saw security like an old escorting suit. Him out
yeah,
of the
Yeah, they escorted him out.
Why would you do that to that poor guy? Why?
And he was screaming. They almost had a handcuff.
He did not want to go. No. He loves us.
He went over to Fox 31 because
anyway.
They gave him a good list. Whatever that means. Like a good list to call on. He's in sales.
I've been buying the tickets, and we haven't won diddly squat. We really haven't. But I was going to go buy extra tickets because I thought, wait a minute, if I win, I'd like to win solo also. That way, if I hit it solo, I get more money. I don't have to split it up with you clowns, right?
Right.
So I was going to do that, and then I talked myself out of it because I thought, man, that's going to cause a real legal headache.
You know what?
Jamie will sue the hell out of me if I won, and I told her that I didn't put her in on it.
You know what's funny? When you have a concussion, you realize how long somebody's story is.
I'm just saying, I didn't buy anymore. I hope we don't win. I don't want to share any money with you. All right, speaking of money, I got one for you here.
Okay.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is upset. Well, he's not really upset. I think he kind of figured this
Jelly
out.
Jelly Roll like the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He went into a luxury store, a big fashion store, that Louis Vuitton place over there in Sydney, Australia. He's down there doing some shows, right? And man, did they give him the eye.
Oh, they did?
They basically treated him like Powerball Pete and threw him out. All right, here he is talking about it.
No.
He goes in. Now, when you look at the picture, because he's standing in front of the store, he's got a Tennessee Titans hat on backwards.
Okay.
Got the tattoos of the crosses under his face. He looks like he hasn't shaven in 2 or 3 years. Got on a hoodie, black hoodie. He looks like he doesn't belong. He does. I mean, I'll go ahead and profile him, too. He looks out of place inside a Louis Vuitton place.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say.
The Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were finna come in and rob that place. I have never been looked at more like a criminal. Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad I was an actual criminal.
You were a criminal. People are going to look at you like you're a criminal. I'm sure you dress the same today as you did in your criminal days.
That must be kind of fun, though. No, you know, it's like that Pretty Woman moment, yeah. Like mistake, huge, big mistake, right? It must be fun just to go in there, like, you know, dressed down like that, just dressed like he is, and knowing he could buy out the whole store, and they treat him like that, right? Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be cool. And you could tell he kind of laughs it off there. But in this store is profiling. And look, if you say that people don't profile on looks or whatever, yes, they do.
And especially those stores.
Yeah, and if you think you don't, then you're lying to yourself. Because people do that, and it's
very common.
Well,
they have smash and grabs all the time at those stores.
If I got on an airplane, look, and I sat down in first class, I guarantee you they're going to want to see my ticket. Hell, I get profiled if I go into a Whole Foods. I look like
you know
I don't
what?
Even
that
belong
makes
there.
More sense. I'd be looking at you at Whole Foods like, what in the hell is that guy doing here?
Yeah, you look at me at Whole Foods and be like, that guy does not belong here, man. He needs to go back to King Supers.
Right? That's funny.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Oh, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I'm just saying that everybody has a little bit of profiling in them, okay? Just because Jelly Roll, I could see where he goes into that Louis Vuitton store over there, and all of a sudden he gets, he gets kind of singled out he could be a crook, shoplifter, right?
You know, but you brought up Whole Foods, like how you wouldn't fit in Whole Foods, right? I'll tell you what, like I'm borderline because there's so many people in there that go, I don't even know why, they go into Whole Foods to show off. And I know that sounds insane, but literally I see all you girls with your Lulus on and you have those cup marks all over your shoulders and everything. They don't even wear a cover up. They want me to know they've been cupped.
Amen, sister.
Oh, wow, you're so fancy. You've been cupped.
You dudes, you go in there with your skinny jeans and your slippers with a penny in them.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
No, that's penny not loafers the look. That's whatever. Not the look.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, it's
I don't
gym,
have any of that.
It's gym people.
Just saying. But what I'm saying with the profiling thing, now, look, I'm not proud of this, but, you know, we all have been there, okay? Have you ever gone into a store and you see somebody buying like a dozen donuts that don't need to? I mean, we've all done it, okay? Carson, you're laughing your butt off, okay? Carson, you're lying if you say that you've never done this, okay? Let's say you're in a store. You're in a store, and you got, and the only thing this person has, they don't even have a basket they're pushing.
Yeah.
They're carrying a thing, a box of a dozen glazed donuts. And man, they don't need it. They just don't need it. We've all thought that, though. We've seen that and said to ourselves,
okay, which is
worse?
You might
want to put those back. You might want to put them back.
Which is worse, okay? The person that, you know, looks like that doesn't need a dozen donuts.
You have a hard time saying that,
well,
don't you?
Yeah, we all know what we're saying.
We all know. Okay.
Them at Dunkin' Donuts or that same person at Whole Foods? See, because one of them, they belong at more than the other.
Well, I've never experienced the Whole Foods side of it. I've never been in a Whole Foods.
Oh, that's
I probably would look at it the same.
See, I would think like Dunkin' Donuts more acceptable.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because that's how we got here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. And we all do this. I do this. Okay, I said we all. Maybe we all don't.
Right.
Okay. But I do this. I'm a cart judger.
Oh, 100%.
I'm a cart judger. And I get caught all the time looking at people's carts. And you know me, I talk out loud. I speak to myself, okay?
Nice ice cream.
Yeah. Man. That's about four ice creams. You don't really need all that, do you? I mean, but I say things out loud, and I don't mean to, all right? Uh-huh. But I am a cart judger. Are you? Do you look at other people's carts and say,
no.
Ooh, man, that's a lot of sugar.
100%.
Ooh, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Or it can be the opposite. I saw a guy in the store a few days ago, whatever, and, man, I don't know how you eat that healthy. I mean, everything he had was low calorie and vegetables. And I'm like, oh, man, you're boring.
Huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about maybe getting some hobbies?
Well, kind of is my hobby right now. I mean, with winter months coming on, you can't get outdoors a lot.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's kind of my new hobby in the winter.
Yeah, you know RV is just kind of shelved right now. So.
Okay, yeah. you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Can't play golf, can't do any of that. Yeah. So I go cart judging.
Yeah,
and donut judging.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been saying for a long time you need to get your head checked.
Well, I am. I am. I'm getting a CT scan.
Get your head checked.
That is so dumb. Like, I don't get head wounds, right? Like, it's not my thing. But then to have two this close together is really, well, I mean, Vegas was because Vegas, right? Because it was Vegas. Yeah. There was Game of Chicken.
Factors.
And then we were synchronized swimmers. Uh-huh. That one I get. That one was my own fault. Right, that one. But me just trying to carry up three huge tubs up the stairs and then completely, I've never fallen backwards on stairs in my life.
You need to get you one of those chairs that go up the side of the wall.
I do.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking that yesterday. I was
put
like,
put your buckets on that.
I need an elevator for all these stupid Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many tubs of Christmas crap. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because you put it in there, right? You put it in the basement, and then it doesn't come out forever, and then you forget how you just piled it all in there and made each tub way too heavy.
Yep.
You know? So that's what happened. Anyway, so yeah, I cracked my head open in the back this time. The first time was in the front, and this time was in the back. Now I just need the left side and the right side to crack open, and I'll just be like a Humpty Dumpty.
got it all taken right. care of. There you go.
Shout out to my friend Taya who got me hooked up with Sally Joe. I appreciate you. Okay, anyway, let's see here. There's lots to get to. First of all, I wanted to revisit those weird things that people eat, and I'm going to try this because somebody said you really have to, like, Jamie, if you're pushing your pickles and peanut butter on people saying it's so good, then you have to listen to some of our ideas. So I will try the grilled cheese dipped in grape jelly. Oh, I'll try it.
Not me.
I'm going to try it.
No just way is that good.
Well, we don't know until we try.
I could do peanut butter jelly, you know.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter sandwich dipped in jelly. I can do that. I don't know. Cheese and peanut butter or jelly just doesn't seem to go together.
But think about that. Somebody did put peanut butter and jelly together, and somebody did the same thing. Like, ugh.
And it's delicious. It is. It really is. And we had a story earlier this morning that came out in court, which we didn't know, that Diddy, his favorite thing, his favorite topping, not ketchup, mustard, for a cheeseburger is applesauce.
So bizarre, right? Just crazy.
Not even close to sounding good.
No, I can't even put my head around it.
Me either.
But anyway. All right, Landman Season 2 is coming out November 16th. If you're a big Landman fan, November 16th is the day. Also, going back to this, it's just crazy. Tom Brady, people are all over this. People are mad at him for cloning his dog. He cloned his dog because people are saying there's tons of dogs that need to be adopted or whatever. And even Dave Portnoy, he said, I'm a dog guy and a Brady guy, but I'm sorry, this is weird as the bad word. Yeah. So even celebrities are coming out saying, what are you doing, dude? It's $50,000 to clone your dog. I guess quite a few people are doing it if they have that money, right? Can you play the audio?
People weren't upset with Barbara Streisand when she did it.
But I don't think we knew.
Tom Brady.
I had no idea.
Oh, we'd heard of of her doing it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
and I think one of the Gabor sisters did it years ago. Remember her? I forgot. Anyway, here's the audio.
Tom Brady cloned his dog. He said his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died a couple years ago. How? Brady says a blood sample was taken from his old dog, Lua, before she died, and a company that he is investing in has cloning technology that gave him the new dog. The new dog is a pit bull mix, just like the last dog. And various entertainment sites say this is a thing with celebrities cloning their pets. The same company that Brady worked with to clone his dog says it cloned dogs for Barbara Streisand and Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. I remember when her dog ran away. I watched this episode when Paris had a reality show. Oh, yeah. She was so sad.
Her dog ran away?
Her dog.
Yeah, you get sad when your dog leaves. I mean, even the dog can't put up with it.
Right? You do feel like that when your dog or cat run away. You're like, why don't you like me?
Exactly. You take it personal.
You do. You're like, come on, man. Where'd you go? I remember my cat ran away, and these people held it hostage.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're like, you're not
a good... Did they want a ransom or something?
They said, you're not a good cat owner because your cat is running around. I was like, my cat likes the beach, right? He just goes and hangs out at the beach. He comes back. It's fine. And they're like, no. And I'm like, I'm going to call the cops if you don't give me my cat back.
Did you get your cat back?
They finally got... Yeah, because I had to threaten them.
Is that Clifford?
It was Clifford. He had a collar that he could let himself out. He'd just go up to it, and it would unlock his little doggy door.
Oh, his little door, yeah.
Yeah, the doggy door, and let him, and he'd go out to the beach. He loved the beach.
I have a neighbor that's a bad cat owner.
You do?
Yeah.
How do cats roam. Oh.
Well, that's not a good place for roaming cats. I mean, we have coyotes and all kinds of stuff going on. That's pretty dangerous, man.
I learned the hard way here. Yeah. I learned the...
Yeah, you don't want to leave your cats out.
Not here. In Colorado. You know, at the beach, I just go out there. And
it's like a big, litter box.
Exactly.
It's a huge litter box.
It's true. Anyway, Stefan Diggs is in big trouble by Cardi B. He accidentally let it slip what kind of baby they were having. Not what kind, like what sex is. What kind of baby having? Oh, it's going to be an alien. I don't know. What sex it is. And Cardi B is mad. He was on the red carpet and he let it slip. Here it is, number two.
It's a boy. That's enough for me. I can't wait to make him do push-ups and sit-ups and run around.
What?
That's it.
He has one kid from a previous relationship, and I think she has two or three. I can't remember how many she has. What's his name? Oh, my God. What is his name?
Offset.
There you go. Yep. Offset, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so hopefully they'll all be happy and everything will be great. Kim Kardashian's first big scripted project has bombed badly. Her new Ryan Murphy produced miniseries, All's Fair, has scored a rare 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, with critics calling it stiff and effectless without a single authentic note. They're saying even though they had Glenn Close in it, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, all these big stars in it, but people are saying it's horrible.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard about this thing.
Well, they're
until this came out.
Really?
No, I hadn't heard about it.
I've seen the promos and stuff on social media.
Yeah, they've been promoting the crap out of it. But yeah, people are saying.
Was she the producer?
I think she's a
director. What is she?
She is not only the lead actress on it, right? But I think she has producing credits on it. Hmm. Yeah,
but she is definitely in it.
Oh yeah, she's like. In fact, in the lineup of women, she's right in the center front.
Yep.
So, anyway, they say for this poor Murphy guy, this Ryan Murphy, he usually has huge hits, and they're saying that it's a flop, and that he never has flops, and they're saying, with Kim, it's proof that even a billion-dollar brand can't buy you acting.
Yeah, they're going to run from her now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it only takes one strike like this, and then you don't want anything to do with this person again.
Right.
And their projects, that is, you know.
Uh-huh. Let's hear what else. Oh, there's a guy named Blueface, and he said he's going to fight Jake Paul.
Who, Blueface?
Blueface, I guess.
I've never heard of Blueface.
I don't know.
I hope he wins.
I think he performs in Vegas.
Blueface?
In that group?
No, that's Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
No, different group, Jamie.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think they're fighters.
Okay. All right, well, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this? And this will be my final story. By the way, my nose is running, and one of the things I read about a head wound is if your nose is running, it could be it could be brain fluid.
Oh man,
coming out of my nose.
Well, that's not good.
You gotta get off WebMD. You gotta get off.
Yeah.
I know, but isn't that scary right
that's
now?
That's scary though.
Because my nose, it could be brain fluid coming. Not even snot, just brain fluid coming out of my nose. Well, son of a biscuit eater. We'll know soon. Yeah. All right. Anyway, what was I saying? Paul McCartney. Finally. Paul McCartney once had a harsh music critic, and he was so mad because he put out this new album in the 70s, I guess, and it was called Wings, and a music critic went after him and hated his songs on it and hated the whole album. So he sent this critic his baby's turds in the mail.
Who did?
Paul McCartney.
No he way. Sent his child's poop to this guy because the guy criticized his album.
Yes.
And that was back in the 70s he did this, correct?
Yeah, he sure did. He said, Paul McCartney once took revenge on a harsh music critic by mailing him his baby daughter's turds.
You should go get your head checked.
It's a true story.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, Stella McCartney.
Coming out of your nose. I got a feeling that it's okay, Jamie.
Their turds were mailed to music critics.
Let's play a song. What do you say?
All right, fine.
What do you say we play a song?
Fine.
We got turd talk.
I'm just telling you.
Come on, man.
It's a true story.
Yeah, okay. All right. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Alice and Winterland tickets are on sale right now. They may not be very much longer if they sell out. So go get your tickets. Get your tickets. Teddy Swims. You got Neon Trees. American Authors.
It's a great lineup. It's a great lineup.
December 6th.
Yep.
Alice1059.com to get your tickets. Also, it's a BJ and Jamie tote bag drop. We're going to do it Friday morning at 7:30 in Castle Rock.
Somewhere in Castle Rock.
At a King Super.
When are we going to tell them?
I've been debating that.
Okay.
I think we're going to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to let this cat out of the bag.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Came with sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Right. Cat's out of the bag, folks.
Oh my God.
The tote bag, that is.
Yep.
Right?
Friday.
All right. So there you go. That's the full slate of things to come.
Nice. Thank you for the lineup.
All right. So today you go in to get your, is it an MRI
or is it a CT scan?
A scan.
A CT scan.
Jamie popped her skull.
Yeah. She fell again, you guys. What is going on? Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, you feel so stupid because I knew better. I knew that those three big tubs, right? You know, the handles on each side that you store
storage
stuff.
Bins, yeah.
Yeah, storage bins. Thanks. And so I knew that it was too much. Like I knew I had three of them stacked. I couldn't see the top of the stairs. I knew it was too much, but I was like, oh, come on, you could do it. And so the third step up, it just, I mean, the weight of the totes shifted towards my chest and just took me backwards.
Well, you just making the decision to go on stairs with three of those tells me already something's wrong with your head.
Well, right.
Okay,
yeah.
Before the fall.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
the fall. Now that you've fallen, oh, man, it could really be bad
well,
now.
I was...
But here's what I do admire about you, okay?
Yeah.
You've got, let's see here, two head injuries. Within 6 weeks, right?
Yeah,
Okay. Jamie pops her head so much that she literally has one of these scans in the bank.
I did. It's banked.
She called up the place and they said, oh, we owe you one.
We owe you one.
That's how often she falls.
That's a Sally Job. I love the Sally Job.
Yeah, I love
those people.
I've never called up a place. For example, when I had my heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't call up and them say, oh, yeah, we've got a pacemaker waiting for you. No, I don't have something on hold like that. She's got a C-scan sitting there waiting on her.
I banked one.
Yeah.
No, you know what's crazy is I was having such a great day yesterday. I was so damn productive. I went to Lowe's. I did all this stuff. I was like, oh, my God, what a great day. It was beautiful out. I got all the Halloween stuff done, blah, 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 and packed away. And I was like, okay, let's start with Christmas. Let's just go. And so I'm so excited. And then it was just ruined.
Yeah.
And then after I fell backwards and hit my head, I went to sleep for like 3 hours on the floor in the basement.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. I know, but I was really tired.
No. Oh, well. You know, this goes down to my philosophy on life, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really simple. If you go home, or me, for example,
yeah.
if you go home, sit down on, throw up the recliner,
yeah.
flip on some horse racing, you don't have these accidents
happen
to you. You
won't get injured.
You're not going to be getting scans the next day at the doctor's office.
Well, that is.
You're going to be fine,
that
man.
Is,
so that's why I live this protective life I live, okay?
So my son told me I have to
no
get...
No risk.
Because he's like, you went to sleep? I go, yeah, you know, it hurt so bad. I just laid down there at the... I took off my sweatshirt. I had two, you know, layers on. I took off my sweatshirt and I made it into a little pillow and I just went to sleep for a while just because it was like, oh my God, I'm dead. And so he's like, you need to get Life Alert. And then he goes online, right? And I'm talking to him from California. He's like, do you want the wrist one or do you want the one that goes around your neck? And I was like, you are not buying me Life Alert. He's like, it's only $55 a month. I'm like, so here's what we've agreed to, right? So here's what we've done. So I have Alexa, right? And then you can put it and say computer or Echo. You know, the little Echo dots.
Yep.
So I've agreed with my son. We came to a conclusion. I have like four of those. I'm going to put them on every level of the house. That way you can just say to it to call. I won't say, you know, the name, but to call 911.
That's actually smart.
Right? So it's like Life Alert, but it's like stationary.
Yeah.
It's smart, but it just tells me that your next address is going to be Shady Acres. If you're already gone to Life Alert,
listen,
yeah, you're going to probably be, you're going to be, your next stop is Shady Acres.
Wait, is that a,
that's
is that
where
a
you're going to be living.
Is that a cemetery?
No, Shady Acres is a retirement.
Assisted living
place.
I don't feel like those people.
I think you're headed there.
I don't think those people try to carry up like 150 pounds of three totes.
They did it one time. Look where they ended up. Same path. You're on. You're on.
Oh my God.
I'm very upset about this. You know that, Jamie, and you're poking fun at me for being upset about it.
Well, because you hate kids. You hate kids.
I love kids.
And the fact that you don't want kids fed is really, it's disturbing, to be honest with you. It's just disturbing.
You're not understanding.
That you want kids to starve to death. And then you called it a beauty shop. It's not a beauty shop. It's a hair salon.
You ladies head over to the beauty shop to get all dolled up.
It's a hair salon.
Meanwhile, I got to pay for your kids' lunch.
That's what we're arguing about.
You wait till I roll my eyes and to make those looks at those kids when they're walking home from school today.
Yeah, with their bellies full.
I'll be out there on the street
with
watching.
Here's him. Here's BJ. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know, like, the area of, like, Columbine? Like,
yeah.
Those people have money. They have money. And they're making, like, $200,000 a year. And all their kids' food's going to be paid for.
Yeah. It's wrong. I'm telling you.
And then all the moms are going to be at the beauty shop with their extra money.
Getting dolled up.
I'm like, it's a hair salon, and a lot of kids go without food, and this is a good thing. No, I'm going to stare at them all.
You got snookered.
I got Snickers.
Thinking it's a good thing, yeah. Okay. You got right. Snickers.
It's a great thing. It's not a good thing. It's a great thing.
No,
great
thing. Yes. No, yes. No, yes. No, no, no.
What? Food? Kids that aren't hungry is a bad thing?
No, they should have it like a whatever that number is, a limit on how much money a family makes. And then if you're below that level, then you get free food.
You
get
free food.
But if you're above, let's say your family's above $100,000 a year, then you should probably pay for the lunch.
Whatever.
And not make other people pay for it. But, that's the way I see it.
Well, because you hate children. And that's, because you hate children. And you think
and to
women
me, that's
go to
just
the
common sense.
Free lunch for all kids.
Yep.
Beauty shop. It's a hair salon.
It's a beauty shop.
Is it? Nobody calls it beauty shop.
Beauty shop.
They do it in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yep. They still do.
Really?
Lois's okay. Beauty
Littleton's
shop.
Littleton's about 50 years away from everyone else.
All right, we got to go. You've got to get your head checked.
I got a CT scan to
Yeah, you got
to
go get your head checked.
I do. I know.
God knows you're talking crazy right now.
Somebody told me I shouldn't blow my nose because it might be spinal fluid. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's what they said.
I think I'd just go get a check with a doctor.
Well, yeah.
Let them tell you.
I'm going to do that. But
I don't know if Texanado is the best place
well,
to go.
I'm not going to blow my nose now for sure.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.